Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This is indeed the broadcast for February 19th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour two at two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders. Absolutely brilliant. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to you, Kirk Crosby.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. We got Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun today on the broadcast. Welcome, Sheriff.
Thanks a lot, Sam. Kurt, good to be with you again. Thanks for having me.
Now, there's a couple of weird stories Kurt has, and it starts out with a wedding, huh, Kurt?
Well, you know, I'm sure, Sheriff Mack, you've been to a number of wedding ceremonies, maybe some more appropriate than others. The independent.co.uk got the headline, Indian bride marries wedding guest after husband has epileptic seizure during ceremony. So I guess basically that's pretty much sums it up right there in the headline.
What do you think that means, Kurt? Do you think that means she really loved her husband, or do you think that really means she just wanted to get married? I don't really get it.
You know, as far as I can tell, you know, these are the what they call arranged weddings, and apparently, she was kind of furious that they had not been told, she and her family, about his epilepsy when he had this, seizure right
during the thing. You know what they call
that, Kurt? What's that?
Rearranged marriages.
Yeah, good point.
Just crazy.
But anyway, so.
What do you think, Sheriff? There's going to be a wedding by hook or by crook, I tell you, brother.
Doubt it. It's called the old seizure trick. One runaway bride is a runaway groom, and all he has to do is, fake this seizure and gets out of the wedding.
Good point.
There you go.
That's amazing. They say there was a little bit more excitement. You know, the wedding ceremony continued as planned. Then the guy cruised back from the hospital, the one that had the seizure. He was shocked on his return to find his fiancée celebrating her marriage to someone else. He and his relatives pleaded with the woman to reverse her decision. Diplomacy failed. The family allegedly resorted to violence, and they entered into a brawl involving plates and cutlery. That seems
that always helps
exciting.
A little brawling. I mean, she's probably going to decide to change her mind after, like, he beats a few people up, and she's thinking, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
anyway,
the kind of
later,
life I want.
I guess they settled everything out, and, it says they amicably resolved the matter, and the complaints have been withdrawn, and so, I guess new husband and wife are off in the sunset.
Hey, what if you stop throwing blows and we just make this amicable, okay?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least our world's a little different than that, huh, Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, I don't know if it's better or worse, but definitely different.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're just having Big Mac heart attacks is what we're doing, right?
Well, I don't eat Big Macs, but yeah, I am a Big Mac.
You're not eating Big Macs?
No.
But you're
maybe
back.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, well, mine is spelled M-A-C-K, and so the Big Mac is not spelled correctly, so I don't eat it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of strange scenarios with regards to males and females, there's a rape story in the news. And it just kind of shows the double standard, Kurt.
Yes, it does. Good point. And this is one of the reasons we haven't heard much about Bill Cosby lately, Sheriff Mack, because, the fact is Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton, if the allegations are true about Bill Cosby, Cosby than Bill Clinton has kind of a lot to, you know, kind of answer for, if you will, in the same kind of area or arena, and that would make it look bad for Hillary. So,
well, in fact, the rape allegations against Bill Clinton back in the day were a whole lot more credible, were a whole lot more what do you call it, within the statute of limitations, Kurt.
yeah, good point.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm defending. Hold on, that doesn't mean I'm defending rape of any kind. It's evil, sick, and wrong.
Yeah,
but I am trying to say there's a double standard in the press, huh, Sheriff?
Yeah, there has been for a long time. It's kind of funny how Bill Clinton was able to skate away and continue his presidency and everything else with all of the allegations going on against him, but. Bill Cosby, of course, you know, gets canceled from his promoters and sponsors. I mean, your point is well taken. I mean, a lot of these happened 20, 25 years ago that Bill Cosby's being accused of.
And if they really did happen, that doesn't justify them. My problem is, though, is a man is innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, no question about that. And, I think he probably is guilty in my own, just the way I look at things. But the thing of it is that these are so old. I mean,
why absolutely slaughter Bill Cosby over it, destroy his career, destroy his family, destroy everything, but yet, hey, Bill Clinton gets a pass?
Because he is bulletproof.
He is Bill, yeah. All right. Ed wants to chime in from Kentucky. Hi, Ed.
Good morning, gentlemen. How is everybody?
We're doing great. We got a lot of stuff to get through, though, so go quick.
Well, here's the deal. Sheriff Mack, it's an honor and pleasure to meet you, sir, and I hope you're doing well after your heart attack. I'm praying for your full recovery, because we need sheriffs like you in this country.
Amen to that.
Thank you.
Here's the deal, people. What does it take? I mean, you got a sheriff in New Mexico writes an open letter to the IRS stating, it is my sworn duty as the sheriff of this county to protect the citizens of my county. He is stopping the IRS from having a sale on this one of his citizens' properties. And he openly stated that if any IRS agent comes in and acts unaccordingly, he will, accordingly to his duties, do his job, which means arrest them, run them off, or put them down like a rabid dog day if they're going to act like.
And make it quick, because we have an update on this too, by the way.
And to me, that is a real police officer. Like Sheriff Mack, he does his job. And he took an oath, and he gave his word. And if the word don't mean nothing, people, that's all you have is Yahweh's grace, your name, and your word. That's all you have. That's yours. Did you sell any of that, or you rent any of that out? You're a puppet. Well, I'm nobody's puppet. And I will back a constitutional police officer in a heartbeat. Gentlemen, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and if there's any way I can be assistance to you, don't hesitate to ask.
Thank you, Ed. Sheriff, you want to respond?
Yeah, as you said, there has been an update. In fact, the sale is happening today as planned by the IRS. But the caller is still correct. I mean, Ed is correct. The sheriff did his job. In fact, he actually went to in front of the IRS and U.S. Marshals a little over a month ago, I would say maybe 6 weeks ago, and stood in the way, just as we have proposed through our program.
Well, just as the checks and balances of a constitutional republic require that we support.
Right. Interposition is the key doctrine here. And the sheriff did. He stood in the way, and then the IRS and U.S. Marshals said, we'll be back because we're going to sell this property on February 19th, which is today. And I've talked to the good sheriff numerous times. He's been to our CSPOA conventions. He actually did something totally amazing. that I don't believe any of our other sheriffs have done who have attended our conferences. He actually had Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional lawyer and scholar and teacher at our conventions, trainer, who has been really acclaimed by all who have attended as being one of the best presentations they've ever heard. And she was invited by Sheriff London out to New Mexico, to Eddy County, to train his old office. Well, today now we know that Mr. Carter, who owns the property, has acquiesced and said go ahead because they're really afraid of all the consequences.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll explain more details in a second. Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. Getpreparedexpo.com. Getpreparedexpo.com.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this New Mexico Sheriff, Scott London. And Scott London wrote a letter to the IRS, an open letter that was very bold, said, hey, you come in here and mess with my people while there's due process at stake here, and we're going to have a real problem. And we commend the sheriff for doing so. However, it was a showdown between Scott London, the sheriff, the citizen, on one side, and the IRS on the other side. We were hoping that we'd have the guts to see this through and force the IRS to blink and acknowledge the position and authority of the sheriff, and ultimately stand up for due process. That was the critical component here in debate. Well, the sad part is the citizen blinked, and the sheriff acquiesced to the citizen, And now the sheriff and the citizen have both backed down and the IRS wins, right, Sheriff?
Yeah, pretty much that. And I think it was a very noble gesture by Mr. Carter, though. I think I know Mr. Carter. I've talked to him personally. I've met
him. I think he means well, but I think it was an absolute mistake.
Yeah, it was. And he was very reluctant to go to the sheriff on this whole situation, and that's something that nobody else knows except me. He called me, and he said, I'm thinking about asking Sheriff London to intervene and interpose on my behalf on this, and I wanted to call you and get your input first. But he says, I think it's best for Scott and the community that I not do it. And I said, no, he took an oath, and he's been to our training. He knows what he's doing, and he knows his job. And you should afford him the opportunity to stand and do his job. And so I had a lot to do with talking him into doing it. And he did it. And afterwards, because of all the controversy and the threats and the possibility of Sheriff London going to jail and getting in trouble with the IRS and being audited himself, and then they do their underhanded criminal activity and aim it towards Sheriff London and his wife and maybe some other family members. Mr. Carter, Kent Carter, changed his mind because of all that. He just said, this isn't worth it. I've been fighting this for 20 years. I don't need to bring
someone. It isn't worth it when you think about an individual like a Scott London, because why? You're right. Why put him on the line, and why create this meltdown? On the other hand, if we've got this tyrannical IRS where the people are afraid of their government,
yeah,
we have tyranny. And I say this to the listeners, I say this to the citizen, I say this to Sheriff London and you and everybody else. Hey, if we don't stand up at some point, it's only going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the part they don't get.
That's my point, too. The sheriff should have stood with him and should have just said, no, we're going to see this through. And I'm not sure how that conversation went between the two of them, but I do know that it happened. And I think Sheriff London would have done it. I think he would.
I agree. And let me be very clear. We run a very fine balance, a fine line, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff Mack, president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I'm actually the vice president of operations, so I'm heavily involved as well. And there's a little bit of a balancing act between our own personal opinions and what the CSPOA stands for and believes in. And let me be very clear about that. The CSPOA wants to reward and support every good behavior by a sheriff, and then support all law enforcement personnel everywhere with the backing of good, honest, hardworking, believing in the rule of law citizens to do what's right in every case. And even if a sheriff doesn't do exactly what we want them to do in a given situation, we still want to work with and back and support and keep good relations with those sheriffs, even when we think they've maybe not chosen the best course. Look, it's a matter of opinion many times. In fact, Scott... London, in this case, would just say, well, look, I'm doing what my citizen wants. My citizen asked me to work on this. Now he's asked me to not do it. I'm gonna support the guy that elected me. And you know what? There's a valid, honorable point to be made there without question. Yep. And so even though my opinion is we need to, you know what, shut down the IRS through standing up and really delivering, that's my opinion. Yeah. So from a Sam Bushman opinion, I think that I wish they would have stand up, but to me it was kind of a meltdown, and we blinked and lost. Although the open letter was great, the standing up was great, the supporting of a citizen was great. Okay, that's my opinion, but from a CSPOA point of view, we still completely support the sheriff, and we're grateful for what he's done, and he gets credit for what he's done, and I hope this turns out well. I hope that there can be some appropriate respect for the rule of law and due process for the citizen. Even though the sheriff blinked, there still might be a way to discuss this and work this out. I'm still hopeful for that. As the day unfolds, we'll find out. Anyway, Sheriff, I want you to respond to that, because I think this is a critical thing that people need to understand. Just because Sam feels a certain way, that doesn't mean that the CSPOA has as a formal policy that view, and or may not even agree sometimes. And so I want to make it very clear when I'm speaking for myself and just my humble opinions on something as a talk show host versus a CSPOA statement of belief or doubling down in support or for or against something. We need to be very careful with that, right?
Yeah, and I think you've put it into a very adequate perspective. And I agree totally with what you said. You know, we do have some sheriffs that we totally disagree with, and, you know, they're almost, well, there's no question, like Sheriff Gillespie of Clark County. We considered him the total antithesis of the CSPOA. We've made that very clear, that he was a coward, that he did not do his job, that he did not keep his oath, that his actions at the Bundy Ranch in Bunkerville were completely contrary to what we train, what we teach, what we believe. But Sheriff London, on the other hand, was totally what we believe in.
Well, and even if Sheriff Gillespie has a change of heart and wants some training on the proper role of a constitutional sheriff and a breakdown of the law, we're still willing to befriend him and provide that. Just because we're disappointed in his actions, sure, and just because we stand against what he did as sheriff, that doesn't mean that we hate the person or that we have this unbridled anger that we can never appropriately be friends or sit on the same side of the table for discussions. We can and we will. It's even about, in my opinion, the CSPOA is about educating even those who we completely disagree with. Why wouldn't we take a chance to educate and to work with them whenever they want to do something right? We need to reward that effort, even for a sheriff like Gillespie, Sheriff.
Yeah, we would. We definitely would. And we've actually had some of that happen a time or two. But, you know, the sheriffs, though, who have taken the strong stands, we really thought that this was going to be historic, and it was and still is in a lot of ways. But we thought this was going to be the first time a showdown with the IRS, and that we forced the IRS, we forced their hand, and forced them to back down.
We were hoping for the gold and got silver, that's all.
Yeah, we really were. And, you know, the dance got canceled, and, you know, it wasn't our decision. We weren't even involved in the decision. And so these two worked it out between them. And that's exactly what it's supposed to be. This is Sheriff London's jurisdiction. This is his constituent. This is Mr. Carter's fight. He has a right to do it the way he chooses. And he did it this way. And I want everyone to know and understand that there is not a cowardly bone in his body. He is a man of honor. He is a man of nobility. He did what he thought was best. And, you know, after 20 years, who can tell him what he should have done?
And most importantly, I can say this. Even if Sam Bushman may disagree on exactly what should be done here, mm-hmm, I back him and support him, and I'm grateful for his honorable stance, for his leadership, for his willingness to be public about it. Just think if we had 3,000 sheriffs in America that all wrote open letters and said, you know what, IRS, you got to stop. So maybe it's not as far as you and I would like it, but what if he had, instead of one sheriff, it was hundreds that felt that way. It would be a game changer, Sheriff Mack.
It totally would, and that's what we've been saying. If we had, you know, not even 3,000 sheriffs, just a third, 1,000 sheriffs doing what Sheriff London did.
All right, Trey Gowdy's in the news, ladies and gentlemen. What is he, a congressman or a senator? Can't remember, Kurt. Trey Gowdy, congressman?
Congressman.
All right, yeah. Congressman Trey Gowdy has got news about the IRS, too. We'll talk about it. Again, what if Congress and 1,000 sheriffs got together, backed by the citizens? Then what would happen? Details in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? he pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Sheriff Richard Mack in the mix for Liberty Roundtable Live. Sheriff Mack feeling better, doing great. We're delighted to hear that. He still has a big, huge medical bill tab he's got to solve, ladies and gentlemen. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. Now, I know Richard wants you to go to CSPOA.org and become a member and buy his books and videos, and that way he can feel like he's making a living as opposed to just handouts. But either, just so you know, is more than welcome, and we're grateful for it, etc. Scott London in New Mexico and the citizen backed down from the IRS. They did a great job. Open letter, stood strong. The issue at hand is the due process of law. IRS violating that, and the IRS is out of control on so many fronts. But just imagine, even though Sheriff Scott London isn't going to take on the IRS because the citizen says, hey, let's back off a little bit here. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, just think if we had 1,000 sheriffs telling the IRS, uh-uh. Just think if we had congressmen and senators all over the country. Just think if we really had one of the Republican platform items as they got elected, we're going to abolish the IRS. It's too hostile. It's too abusive. It's wrong. It's been beating up conservatives left and right for literally generations, and it's going to stop. Well, Trey Gowdy, the only one speaking out right now, congressman. What's he, a Florida, Kurt? Where's he from?
The guy is in South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. All right, I was close.
But, you know, all I can say is we're going to have another investigation. You know, how many times are we going to investigate the IRS? The real solution is simply, well put, you got to eliminate it. You got to change that whole thing. And imagine if the guy, you know, either Rand Paul, Scott Walker, whoever was running for president said, look, we're going to quit doing this whole Republican-Democrat thing, this whole party thing, and we're going to eliminate all these things that keep us apart as Americans. Let's run as Americans and work together that way.
It's my party. I'll cry if I want to. Did you know that lady died, by the way, guys? Just saying.
No. Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah,
she passed
away. I did see that.
It's her party in the next world, that's for sure. What do you think, Sheriff? Trey Gowdy wants another investigation. On one hand, you got to give him credit for at least bringing it up. But at the same time, yeah, well, the IRS has scandals.
What is he asking for this time?
Well, the IRS has had all kinds of scandals. They've been abusing conservatives, sir.
Yeah, we already know that.
Yeah.
What's new about
this? We got to dig into that and find out what's going on, you know?
But okay. This time I want them to tell me if you find that they've been committing crimes, What will you do about it? What will be the purpose of the investigation?
Well, they're going to write new regulations to make sure it doesn't happen again. Come on.
Oh, yeah. They'll tell the IRS criminals to be more user-friendly.
Yeah.
And that actually happened one time.
Yeah, actually answer the phone more often, would you please? I mean, come on. See, that's the problem with it. But again, this is just Republican rhetoric. Now that we're elected, we're not going to really do anything of substance. We're just going to say, golly, you know, we stumbled. We lost our way. Please give us another chance. The IRS, you know, it's not really a bad organization. In fact, you couldn't even run the government without it. They tell that lie. I mean, even Glenn Beck went along with that lie and argued with Ron Paul about it. And then Glenn Beck had to research and find out Ron was right. Glenn Beck's never done anything to get rid of the IRS since, tragically, case.
No,
but what are we going to do?
This whole thing, though, Sam, let's put it into perspective. This is Republicans, maybe Trey Gowdy, one of them, I don't know. They're going, oh, my gosh, the IRS has been committing crimes. What are we going to do? We better have another investigation. We better investigate this arm of the federal government. They've been doing hit jobs on conservative groups, and they've been hitmen for presidents who want to go after their political enemies. Oh, my gosh. Like, they don't know about this, and this is a big surprise. Oh, my gosh, a Republican actually going to do something or just have another dog and pony show? Boy, that hasn't been done before either.
Well, let me explain. The IRS is really bad when the Democrats have power. Now, when the Republicans have power, it's an absolute essential tool for the proper role of government, don't you know?
Of course, yeah.
Kurt?
Of course it is. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just too, you know, they just talk, and nothing gets done. But Gowdy says, hey, we've got to have a select committee. I don't know, is a select committee more important than a regular committee? But, you know, it just seems like too much talk.
That means it's handpicked to make sure that we spin the results, bottle up all the facts, and tell the tale that all is well at the IRS, right?
You can tell Trey Gowdy for me that I would be volunteer to do it for free, be on the investigative team.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a graduate. Hold on. This is an FBI graduate of the FBI Academy with investigative skills, 20 years law enforcement experience, et cetera, that's willing to donate his time for free. Right, Sheriff?
You betcha.
There you go. Just saying.
But you know, to me, the whole committee thing is just more waste of time. There's already plenty of evidence that says the only real solution is you eliminate the thing.
Amen to that. All right, we got to hurry along. I got a couple of stories to cover. First off, the HUD's in the news, Kurt. What's that, housing and urban development?
Yeah, now they're shocked, Sheriff Mack, that the housing and urban development has paid $37 million in rent for deadbeats. And I guess they got some rule. They call it CSSR. It stands for Community Service and Self-Sufficiency Requirement. So that means if you're getting, like, free rent where you only have to pay $50 instead of, like, $800 or $900 or $1,000 or whatever it is, you're supposed to do 8 hours of community service or job training per month in order for the government to ante up. But
too hard, Kurt. Come on.
And so what I find interesting is the Free Beacon here, it's doing the reporting, they forgot, even with all these paragraphs here, how to fix this problem. They didn't mention it in the story. Do you want to tell them, Sam?
Well, if you didn't have a HUD in the first place, then there wouldn't be deadbeats taking advantage of HUD. And there wouldn't be a $37 million tab that we're paying to support deadbeats, and then we wouldn't have to spend more money on the audit, and we wouldn't have to worry about this community service and work requirements. We could just simply say, sink or swim, y'all have a good time. I hope you like to swim. And there's a lot of private sector employers that'll be glad to provide educational programs to help you swim, by the way. And so it's all available just for you.
And bottom line, you know, now that sounds kind of heartless to some folks to say, oh, yeah, you just let these poor people be homeless. Well, here's what would happen. If there's really somebody that really needs your help, most Americans can actually take care of charity themselves, not have the government force them to participate in acts of charity for people that, in many cases, don't deserve it.
Sam. Yeah, there's this term called neighbor, and there's this term called Christian.
Neighbor. Ooh.
And when you put neighbor and Christian together, you have the answer. What do you think, Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is such an amazing world we live in, an amazing government, and I'm astonished as to what these guys get away with. And you know, I hope that my crowds are so friendly here in the near future. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, yeah, that way they could donate to Sheriff Richard Mack's medical bill fund, et cetera.
Yeah, get some serious entitlements going here, you know. But that's the thing. I just refuse to have this Obamacare thing. And, you know, our good Shane Harger already got fined by the IRS for not having his Obamacare. $2,500.
$2,500
just taken from him. No trial, no jury, no charges, no nothing.
Well, and the violation of constitutional rights on all fronts seems to be escalating everywhere across the country, in municipality after municipality after municipality. And I just want to say that, you know, folks, it's something that we, the people, are allowing to happen by who we elect. Look, we could have replaced all of the House of Representatives, every single one of them, this last election. And on one hand, we gave Republicans again the helm. Shame on us, because we know every time we do, they fail us. In fact, Ann Coulter wrote an incredible article we covered last hour that articulates this quite well, Sheriff Mack. And it says, GOP double-crossing traitors is the column written by Ann Coulter.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
She basically says, hey, they lie, they play games, now they're not doing anything. And she's spot on.
Yeah, I mean, who can argue with it? I mean, we said it on this program that we know they're going to do the same old, and they are.
And so, shame on the people if it happens once or twice. I get the schnooker, but at some point, you got to come to the knowledge of the truth. And if you do the same thing over and over, it's insanity. But we can change the game. Let me give you another example in Utah right now, and it's one of the most conservative Republican states in the union, at least so they claim.
Yeah.
But you know what? We don't have more freedom in Utah, really. Okay, we're in the middle of the pack. We're taxed to the oblivion. And now they're planning to abuse us again. The headline says, bill to toughen seatbelt laws passes Utah House. I'll get into the details. Then I want to talk about the constitutionality of this, Sheriff Mack. Bill to toughen seatbelt laws passes Utah House. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, Sheriff Richard Mack. So they're toughening seatbelt laws in the state of Utah, and here's the problem, folks, that I see. It always starts out, by golly, wearing a seatbelt's a good idea. It really is. And by the way, I agree with that. Then it's like, you know what? Seatbelts are really good. We better educate about those. Agreed again. Then they say, well, by golly, you know, people aren't wearing enough seatbelts. We better create some kind of a penalty. It's going to be a secondary offense. We won't pull you over or anything. But golly, if you're not wearing your seatbelt and you've caused another criminal offense or some kind of activity that could get you pulled over, speeding or something else, then by golly, we're going to fine you for your seatbelt off too. It's only going to apply to the driver, though. Don't worry. Or whatever. And then before you know it, it's like it applies to all passengers. And then it goes on and on and on and on and on. And then before you know it, now they want to just basically create a primary offense, ticket everybody, fine everybody, pull you over if you don't have your seatbelt on. They say lawmakers passionately weighed the importance of personal liberties against saving lives. And HB 79 got passed by the House. The bill includes an amendment that will allow drivers a warning before they start receiving tickets. Anyway, the bottom line is they say we've done all kinds of things, spent a bunch of money to make roads safer, but we can do more. Mr. Perry is the one that basically created this law or this proposal. Anyway, it goes on and on. This one official who voted against it, Representative Daniel McKay of Riverton, Utah, said, hey, I voted against HB 79 because we seem to be continuing to chip away at personal liberties. Bills like this are slowly but silently reducing people's freedom. Now, this one rep that pushed for it in the beginning says if we could save one life, it's worth it. And you can still have your choice, just like you can drink and drive. You can wear your seatbelt and get caught and get fined. You still have a choice. Sheriff Richard Mack, in my opinion, this is bordering on criminal. Even though they want to educate citizens on this practice, they're going about it all wrong. They say now it's going to be weighed and discussed in the Senate. Time will tell the likelihood of the reality of it becoming law. But this is the point about continued encroachment on personal liberties and a violation of the Constitution. Where do they get authority to demand I wear a seatbelt?
Well, they have none, and I've assailed this for a long time, and I'm still able to brag that as a peace officer, I never once wrote anybody a ticket for not wearing their seatbelt. And for the idiot politician and state rep who says you still have your choice, no, they don't have a choice. They lose their substance, and you plunder their substance if they don't do what you say, if they don't submit to you, if they don't subject themselves to you and your whims and your tyranny laced with, well, if it just saves one life. You know, these are insurance companies promoting this. They donate big time to these politicians, and they buy off these politicians with the bribes known as donations to their campaigns, and now they have to pay them back. And for Utah to be in a position of saying, you wear your seatbelt or we take your substance, you wear your seatbelt or we take your car, or we take away your driver's license if you don't pay these fines, and this is the law, so it has a moral application to it because it's the law. And no, the good state rep from Riverton, Utah, is absolutely correct. This isn't just chipping away. This is absolutely taking a sledgehammer to freedom and liberty. If we lived in a free country, we'd be able to choose that for ourselves and not be forced to do so by our government and having our police agencies out there running roadblocks and doing all the other programs they do to write these tickets and these ridiculous revenue programs that's all this is going to end up being. And I'm going to bet you $5 to a donut that's why this passed. One, to help the insurance companies and their industry and to keep them on board with donating. And two, it's to raise revenue. And that's all this is about. And yes, it is a good idea. You're absolutely correct, Sam. It is a good idea to wear your seatbelt most of the time. But their studies never show when you are hurt and even worse off because you did wear a seatbelt. Their studies never show that. And this is a one-sided deal where government thinks it can come into my car, in the privacy of my car, and tell me how to behave within my own car. It's my car, it's my life, and I choose. You don't choose for me. And when you limit and take away my choice, you are destroying liberty.
Well, and that's the problem. Where does this stop pretty soon? How big will the fine be? Will they decide not only do we got to fine people, we got to impound their vehicles, start to steal private property? I mean, the problem with this kind of stuff is it never ends.
It doesn't. And, Sam, there's already, and you talked about the evolution of the seatbelt tickets. First, you couldn't even stop people for it. Now, literally, there are agencies in this country, there are police agencies in this country who set up roadblocks just to determine if you're wearing your seatbelt. That's how ridiculous this has gotten. This is how stupid and tyrannical it has gotten. And the enforcement of stupid laws is the essence of tyranny, and this is just the epitome of that happening right there in Utah.
Yeah, and I wonder if Barack wears his seatbelt, you know?
Yeah, well, I think they put cushions and mattresses all around him and tape them around him so if anything ever happens, it's
protected. Yeah, got safety for the cargo. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
So the one guy said, what did he say? If it saves just
one life, it's worth it.
It'll
yeah.
be worth it. Isn't that kind of the whole, slippery slope? We just keep saving people's lives. You know, you need to have a helmet on tomorrow. You need body armor.
Well, I don't think people ought to be able to leave their houses.
On and on and on.
I'm just saying. We could save a life if nobody left their house. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Well, I've said that before. Most accidents happen within 5 miles of your home. So don't let anybody drive within 5 miles of their home. Save lives.
Well, and you know what the one guy that heard that did, right, Sheriff Mack? He heard about that, and so he moved.
The good part about that is if you're homeless, then you can never have an accident within 5 miles of your home. So what we ought to do is make everybody homeless. It would save lives.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but the program I propose would be real easy. You have to take the bus to your car, which you park 5 miles away.
Now you're talking.
No.
See?
If you really wanted to save lives, why wouldn't they do that?
It's just getting more brilliant by the second on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of that, though, Newsmax is in the news, and this is like kind of like the Fox funding the Clintons story. A tragic, but the truth is stranger than fiction, ladies and gentlemen. Newsmax in the news, Kurt.
And when you say the Fox funding the Clintons, you mean Fox News.
Yeah.
The story was that they were one of the top 10 contributors.
Yes, sir.
Now we find the weeklystandard.com boys headline. I saw it yesterday, and then I couldn't find it today, so I had to dig it up. But it says Newsmax pledged $1 million to Clinton Foundation. Now, this is Chris Ruddy, who he's currently the CEO and president of Newsmax Media. But he apparently is, I guess you could say, kind of friendly with the Clintons.
It'd be pretty hard to report too much negativity with regarding the Benghazi and some of these scandals and Hillary Clinton and all that kind of stuff, wouldn't it now?
Good point. Yeah.
What do you think? Newsmax, funding the Clintons, Sheriff.
I've actually been on Newsmax, and I've actually been in their studio, and I think you and Kurt went with me.
Yes, we did. But did you know they were funding the Clintons?
No, but it doesn't surprise me because you have to buy your way into those people's realm of influence. And if you don't donate, then they kind of push you aside later on at their news conferences.
No wonder we're not very popular.
If she's the next president, then you have to buy your way in to the Oval Office and to the East Room where they do the press conferences. So Newsmax is just buying their way in like the media does.
All right, about out of time, but I want to get to this one. What do you think of Scott Walker, Sheriff?
I think he's a mainstream Republican who's probably better than most mainstream Republicans.
All right, Kurt with an update.
Yeah, the headline from the WashingtonPost.com, boys, he's attended apparently last night. They had a private dinner. It was private for a whole bunch of what they call supply-siders in New York. If you forgot, ladies and gentlemen, what a supply-sider is, those are the guys that kind of hung out with Ronald Reagan back then. You got Larry Kudlow, Arthur Laffer. I think that Laffer name is not very good, because everybody laughs about it. But then you got Stephen Moore. Anyway, a whole bunch of guys showed up and saying that, hey, man, if you, reduce taxes, then the federal government gets even more of the pie. So they were having a meeting there, Grover Norquist, Jimmy Kemp.
Then maybe we better not be for the reduction of taxes, Kurt. I don't want the government getting any more than those suckers already have, I'll tell you what.
Anyway, they had a big shindig. It doesn't really say what they ate. Didn't say they had salmon like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. You just can't win, period, end of paragraph, unless you downsize government, Sheriff.
Yeah, that'll be the day. Yeah. I want to see that. I want to see something from the Republicans that makes government smaller. The Democrats tell us they're going to make government bigger.
Yeah.
The Republicans say they're going to make it smaller and reduce taxes and whatnot, but I still really, really would like to see anything relative to making government smaller.
One of the biggest, most abusive agencies in government, Homeland Security, was created by the Republicans.
Yeah, and the IRS is still promoted by the Republicans.
All I can tell you is Richard Max Trinum Blue holding his breath, waiting for the Republicans to downsize government, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
If the heart attack won't get him, the Republicans might. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen. Become a member of the CSPOA today, cspoa.org. If you want to help fund Sheriff's medical bills, we'd be grateful. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMac. My good friend, Godspeed, travel safe. We know you're back on your feet, and you're going to be traveling and speaking still, just at a little bit slower pace, huh?
That's right. I got one in here in northern Arizona today, and I'm going back to Stafford, Arizona to speak tomorrow.
I love it. Godspeed. Travel safe, sir.
Thanks so much.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.